be allowed to amend the district plan, this is late. The individual takes touch. There's a roll sheet going around.
I thought there is one.
Short one. I'm only in here for today, and then Mike will be in here for the next day. Attempt to coordinate the two semesters, so you don't even know what to do. They're really two different classes. They have a, you know, really one class, but they're two different parts, so that's why you can't open it up to anybody else who wants to come in. But the main goal of both classes is primarily to be better researchers. So he's drawn on whatever sources in the body that he can to bring together whatever material that can be presented to work towards that goal. So we'll be different teachers. Up until probably the last half of the semester, I'll be back in here and we'll be doing assignments together in class. Roughly the first 6 to 8 sessions after today, Mike will be teaching logic, Mike will be teaching electrical, and so you can get the details on that. And Don is supposed to teach the inspiration of scripture 2 to 4 readings. That may drag out a little. And possibly Greg Beal or Harry Sagan, depending how it works in, depending on their time, so to get here a little bit. And the rest of the semester, approximately half, and we'll be in class. This replaces the class. It's a somewhat different class than the new one, and you have the experience. It's not where somebody teaching principles, it's more of a technical principle in the sense of changing your life. It's more of those are underlying principles, but it's more technical and material. So, we'll be working as a group more, there's more discussion, more individual research. And the library is located, you've got a place where you get to know. And I guess I think everybody gets to the table. You can have coffee and tea or light things. Michael has a quiz. I think he's only going to have one quiz, but I haven't talked to him about it. But there'll be one or two other quizzes in the latter part, but mostly just on handouts. So it won't be any real involved study. All the findings will be done in class, so you won't have a lot of homework in class. Just for a little bit. And then be announced in the class. too many quizzes and that type of thing. Attendance is important. And also, it's important because it doesn't come out very good on this little tape that it's saying. So, last semester I listened to a few and I couldn't understand myself. So. I think this is a little better than we started out with. But, questions at this point? Okay, I want to take over this handout and try and tie it to this is what we did last semester. We're looking at different ways in this class of research. Whole last semester is personality. So those of you that are new, I'm going to go through this and just be repetitive, just do a review. You can ask questions if you want. And I'm handing this out, I handed this out to everybody mainly because not that you can do this, just grab the whole thing and use it, but as you go along, if you don't leave it set on a shelf someplace, it could be a valuable pretty specific, and let me just start at the beginning. All the italicized numbers are in the back page, back to page, about 98 references. So those are in addition to where their general sources that are given in the course of the rest of the paper. Wherever you see an italicized number, that refers you to additional material. Now, what this is a particular outline for, as I said, reverse analysis, which we did last semester, which we won't be doing this semester, but this week, for those of you that weren't in here, may be able to get some benefit out of it, and for the rest of you, to replace the other hand out in a little more convenient form. This doesn't go into any conclusions. What this is just a general outline to answer any questions that might come up in the course of researching the person. Not conclusion, it isn't a set of principles to weigh evidence, just to develop ways to look at problems and to solve various problems in the course of research. Now, person analysis has contrasted with topical analysis or other forms of analysis that we'll be getting into in this class. First analysis is where you the building block necessary for the others where you take a particular scripture or scriptures and analyze it as much as possible. There's no scripture that fits all of these. But you start with the first analysis and then if you're doing topical study, say on a subject like grace or something, where you're following through the whole Bible, you use a different format. But here, this is designed where you can take any particular verse, the Old Testament or the New Testament, and run it through these categories and identify and solve any problems that you might have. And there's 8 categories, basically. Just go through them briefly. Observational analysis one number 1. The main goal here is to become familiar with the text and to identify any problems. So these various categories we go through here, historical overview, which is pretty self-explanatory, the author data variance, and so forth. Answering these questions in a general overview of the person question. Sources, and underneath the bottom there, under 8, below number 8, the sources, and it'll give these general sources for the Old Testament and the New Testament, and then refer you to one number in the back, 1, 2, 1 or 2, 3 or 4, so you've got the source for the Greek Testament, 1, 2, 1, 2, Then under B, textual and grammatical overview, these are questions that, well, the type of literature is what it's literary. Peculiarities of different types of literature, so it's poetic and figurative, what type of literature and under interlinear, where we have been entering the Old Testament and the New Testament, to identify the words and parts of the words, meaning to identify what kind of part of speech there. Then C is the most important part of this section. This is to interpret a problem. This is to identify any problem. Just looking at the test, writing it through these things briefly. Are there any textual problems that are in the variant? Are there any lexical problems that are in the words that are ambiguous or need to be researched for? Are there any grammatical problems? Problems that identifying any problems, if there's any problems, you would run it through whatever categories those problems are in, and that's the rest of your paper. You call it into one of those categories. If it's a textual problem, number two, you go to the sources there, list the textual sources, the Old Testament and the New Testament. That's the conversion. It could be used for supporting cases or manuscript evidence, but various English translations, and then applying principles of textual criticism. And there's a note there from the UBS. That was where those of you who took manuscript translations. Ever learn diagramming in university. just put in there, and hopefully they include it in the language program. Thank you. here to confirm they've uncovered a whole major part of the city in the original. Everything from black stone is all stone black. Above the ground, everything's white. And you look at what we consider a house, it's actually a house today. Most of the people live in the cave. But this would be a house, and then about 8 by 10 rooms. Common walls all throughout the city. And the road would be like white, gray right here. And all of a sudden, we're driving through it. Think of the crowds pressing in, how they had to lure somebody through the roof. The only way you get 20 or 30 people around you is there. Think of the that. Changed your whole conception. Same way with Nazareth. Yeah. key, all of this, the various reference words that most of these we were discussing in class, and probably a lot more than some of them. But the more unique familiarity with the reference words, the nice to come in here, the less intended to learn and comprehend. You know, that should be a pretty cool situation. So, with that, hopefully we'll get another kind, I know we will get another kind of class, like topical analysis, different topics, and follow through doing research in class, and probably taking a good idea, if you can, to use different sources. Hopefully we can get into doing want to do sometimes taking the whole testament in the new testament we evolve the principles not so much in an area that's been very little studied, and I think it'd be really interesting to get into what I've done is a little bit perhaps in some of your parts. Filling in, you know, letting the Old Testament fill in the details of the New Testament, whatever's mentioned, going back and seeing the context of the Old Testament, filling in the details so it gives a nice
around the body, you wonder what it is, but
words, but it was another method, taking keywords,
one real important area that I want to do is evaluation. Evaluating and capitalizing more on what they say.
There's other books over here that are going to be integrated. For those of you from last semester, which is really interesting areas. Interesting books, and some of the psychology books and whatnot. That they're not up yet. They're in these boxes that have been rebound. In general, there's typology and church history over here, for those of you who are not familiar. Greek reference works on that shelf, on that section in the corner. Except for Calvin's commentary on the top shelf, which is out of space, but up there. Back room material. take off and wander around the last 5 minutes. I guess it says nothing with you tomorrow. There's a whole set of maps up here. There's a broken map. I know going through this outline would be frustrating if you didn't know what to do. Yeah.